Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 21 May, 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. Just you and I tonight, okay? And I say that, I mean that sincerely. I know there's probably at least two or three people listening. So, but we'll just say it's you and I. It's open conversation. It's open family conversation, comments, questions, whatever. If you want to call and ask any questions, making comments, if you don't like what I'm saying, let me know. I am not a hard person to approach. I've made mistakes before, and I'll be as polite as possible. But if anything you want to talk about tonight, any questions, whatever I can do, please do so. I have a couple of things I want to talk about first as far as what's happening in the world, especially right now with Israel. But I just want you to feel free tonight. It's you and me tonight talking. Get you a glass of tea or something, sit down with me, and let's talk a while, okay? Before I go there, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, will be in the office all day tomorrow. Crystal will be here tomorrow feeling a bunch of rush she missed last week, and of course this week's already built up some too, so she's going to have a busy day tomorrow. But we'll be in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern. We truly do like hearing from you folks, and I know there are times I can't talk as long as I would like to, maybe you'd like me to. But I just love hearing your voice. And know that my family's out there listening and caring. I mean, I sincerely mean that. So if you want to call tomorrow to chat a while, or I'm not unreachable, please don't connect me or link me up with a lot of talk show hosts who are never approachable by the audience. I don't want to be that, ever. Anytime during the week, if you need me, if you call between 9 and 4, somebody will find me. Faith, get on the phone, she'll find me, son, I'll call you back. I am not unreachable. I'm nobody special. I'm just a servant, just as you are. So don't ever think that I'm somebody that's too important to speak to anybody else. I am not. Don't ever think that. But you can call tomorrow. If you want a place to order for anything, whether it's Strauss or Vladimir or a book or whatever, my DC DVDs will be on sale until the end of next week, three of them. A very important teaching on American prophecy. And folks, you may, not people disagree, but I can't help it. I can prove them wrong. America is all through prophecy, and so are many other nations. Maybe not by the same name, but we're there. All right? You can get that three-hour DVD or CD, plus the book, explain why the New Jerusalem, not the Old Jerusalem, and the outline I used to teach the lesson. And by the way, I'll say this. When you read about the New Jerusalem in Revelation, a lot of people read it as it's heaven, golden street. It doesn't say streets. It says golden street, gates of pearl, all that. That's not heaven. That's New Jerusalem. Read it for yourself. But they're available. $49.95 for all 3 hours, plus a book and the writings. Delivered to your door. That includes shipping and everything. So we'd love for you to get it. And I keep thinking it's $39.95, but if I'm wrong, call tomorrow. I'll make it right. I'll figure out what it is, okay? I have to ask the boss, Crystal, when she gets here. I can't remember what we're asking for, but shipping and stuff is so expensive. And we have to pay Phil something to do it. That's not fair him do it for nothing. So, anyway, they're available. You can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Please let us hear from you. And don't forget, this weekend we're going to have Bible study. I hope you'll join us for Bible study. I really mean that. I want you to be there with us. That's why we do it live on PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Click on Rumble, and there we will be. You can listen on the phone also if you dial 339-209-5013. You can listen live starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. There's a number you can call in on, talk to us, ask questions, whatever you want to do. We are not, folks, again, I don't want to be untouchable. I want to be available. I mean that. Y'all been so good to me, please don't ever think you can't call me. 339-209-5013. If you want to call and talk to us in Bible study, listen to Bible study. I hope you'll do that. And then call us office tomorrow and talk to us. I just wanted to say, I will tell you, folks, finances are always tight. Don't know why it's tight this time of year. Normally it's picked up some in the springtime, in the summer, but this has not been the case this year. But anyway, it is what it is. And we're going to chat a while, okay? Then I'm going to take your phone calls. I do want to hear from you. I'm going to share some personal thoughts, biblical truths, but some thoughts also on what's happening in the world events, and how we as true believers in Christ need to respond, not react, respond to what's going on. One thing we learned in some training, that reaction is natural. Somebody goes to swing at you, you catch out a corner of your eye, you're going to react. You're going to try to block or whatever. But what you want to do is train yourself to respond and prepare for the situations that are coming so you know how to respond. Now, I know you can't see them all coming, but that's the idea, though, to train to respond. And that's what we're trying to teach you to do scripturally as a Christian. Respond. Know what to do, when to do it, and know how to prepare yourself for it, okay? But let's start out. I'm going to share some things about the nation we call Israel. And for many, many years, I preached and really believed that the Israel we now have in the Middle East, that little tiny strip of land in the Middle East, was the Israel of the Bible. I was so mistaken. As a matter of fact, when they become a nation in 1948, even the American leaders, congressmen and president, didn't think they would call themselves Israel. They thought they would call themselves Judah, but they didn't. That was all part of the deception. And I have to say, it's a grand plan of satanic people. You can call them what you want, Zionists, whatever you want to call them, to deceive the world, especially America, into believing that they were the biblical people of the Bible. Some of them probably are. Many of them are not. Understand that. Now, before we get any further, I want to say this. We're clearly instructed as Christians. I use the word Christian because that's what we call ourselves sometimes, but I want to say Christian doesn't mean a lot anymore. A lot of people go by the classification of Christian that are no more Christians than my cattle are. They're just there. Christian means a born-again, blood-bought, spirit-filled son or daughter of the living God. Someone to put their trust in Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood on Calvary, the one who rose from the dead, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, the one who intercedes for us. Those are the ones I'm talking to tonight that are Christians. Not those that go to church, not those that go to wherever you go to pretend like you're trying to do what's right, but truly born-again believers who are seeking God's face beyond a routine of church going and mundane prayers and just beyond borderline Christianity. I guess you call it lukewarm Christianity. Someone who's willing to speak up, stand up, and take the flak when it comes. Those are very scarce today. But for the believers, I'm going to read one verse to you before we get into what I'm going to read to you about Israel. Now listen to what it says. If you knowingly link yourself with unbelievers and you support what they do, just because they say they're whatever they are. For example, Israel says we're God's chosen people. We support them in whatever they want to do. Murder means of people, cause wars, cause whatever the problem may be around the world. When you support that, you're breaking the word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, where it says, Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, you can't tell me those people in Israel that call themselves Jews are believers. Tel Aviv is the homosexual capital of the world. That's right. Don't tell me they're believers. They may claim to believe the Torah, but they don't even live by the Torah because the Torah condemns homosexuality. Of course, we're not believers in America either, so let's not even go there. We're not a Christian nation any longer. For a while, yes, we were a solidly Christian. At least in the early 1600s, we were solidly Christian. And our nation has run on the fumes of that foundation for many, many years, and it's crumbling now. The foundation is being destroyed, and what can the righteous do? So when we say we're going to yoke ourselves with a nation, a false facade of something someone calls themselves Israel, and we know they're unbelievers, we are sinning against God. For it says, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? I don't know how much clearer you can put that. Now I'm going to prove to you something. And these people that call themselves Torah followers in Israel are, and I'm saying this biblically, are damned liars. I want you to listen to what a rabbi said in Israel. This is a title article. This article says, "Do not spare a soul." Israel rabbi says women, children should be killed in Gaza. A rabbi in Israel has called for the extermination of all civilians in Gaza, including women and children. Elihu Malay, who was talking to an audience at the Shirat Mosque, M-O-S-H-E, Mush, religious school in Jaffa, which he heads, said the killing of all civilians in Gaza was in line with Jewish law, teachings known as Halakana. It's in line with Jewish law teachings. He was addressing students who serve in the Israeli military. The video of his speech went viral on social media. Do not spare any soul, which Molly says is the basic rule when fighting a holy war in this Gaza, according to Jewish doctrine. And the logic of this is very clear. If you don't kill them, they'll attempt to kill you, he claims. He's going to say that that women are the ones who create terrorists, justifying the killing of these women and their infants. Now, before you get too upset, I was sucked in to that at one time, too, thinking these people could do no wrong. Oh, I was sucked into it. But since 1948, we as a nation have probably put in trillions of dollars supporting this wicked place we now call Israel. The same nation that attacked USS Liberty in 1967, the same nation that led some of the attacks on 9/11. Oh, yeah, I'm telling the truth. It's provable. Let's move on. Whoever comes to kill you with this concept does not only include the young man who is now pointing a weapon at you, but also the future generation and those who produce a future generation, because there is really no difference, the rabbi continues. Elderly people are also legitimate targets, according to Mala, when asked about whether seniors should also be killed. There's no such thing as an innocent creature. Let me repeat that. There's no such thing called innocent creature. See, they're not considered people by them. They're called creatures. They consider anybody but themselves just mere animals. By the way, the elderly man is capable of carrying a rifle and shooting. Therefore, the Torah is very clear in the ruling. Watch this by stringing in a gnat and swallowing a camel there, Mr. Miley, how about you obey the laws, the moral laws of God, and put out the sodomites and perverts and other wicked men and women from among you, and then let's go back to the rest of the Torah. Same thing goes for the church in America. You bunch of hypocrites. Let's move on. The children, too, should be killed, one person asked the rabbi. It's the same thing, the same thing. When the Torah says, do not spare any soul, then you must not spare any soul. Today he's a child. Tomorrow he's a fighter, Miley says. I'm trying to turn the page here. He claims, according to numbers by the Israel Army, a vast majority of Palestinians in Gaza want to annihilate us, without clarifying if he meant Jews specifically or Israelis. Genocidal remarks suggest disease have become frequent among several Israeli officials, including politicians, religious leaders, and people in the military. Close to 31,000 people have been killed in Gaza Strip by Israel's unprecedented campaign since October 7th. Now, folks, that is way behind in numbers. Mostly women and children, according to the Palestinian Territory's health ministry. Israeli siege of the coastal enclave and its five-month-long bombardment has also resulted in famine, from which several children have already died. Some humanitarian aid has trickled in, but is far from enough to Gaza's more than 2 million inhabitants. They want all 2 million eradicated. They've cut the food supply. Yes, thousands upon thousands of people, children included, have died, starved to death. Israel let five tractor and trailer loads of food go into Gaza, but they will not allow it to be unloaded. And it would take probably, to feed 2 million people, it would take 500 tractor and trailers of food to feed a million people. So don't tell me that this is sufficient to take care of that many people. I know it isn't, and you do too. So we're seeing something here that we have got to decide in our own hearts and minds what is right and wrong. Now, what is happening there, and folks, I don't have time to get it, what's going on in all the world. Maybe the whole world's in unrest, just like prophesied. But we do know that Israel is trying to get us involved in a war with Iran. They're really ticked off because we had some fighter jets in that area, about five or six F-16s that Israel thought we were going to launch into Iran, but Trump had them flown back to the U.S. Israel's mad about that. Israel will cause another war. You see, these people that call themselves Jews, but they're not. That's what the Bible says. Revelation tells you they call themselves Jews, but they're not. Are willing to do anything to bring about their, what they consider a holy cause. Their holy cause. And again, I hear even on radio, on satellite feed, I hear pastors and preachers talk about how we must back Israel, how they are God's chosen, and we must back them no matter what. No matter what they do, we must back them what they're doing because they're doing what's right. They're God's chosen people. And yet we know they're not believers. And we fly in the face of Scripture in 2 Corinthians 6, but we don't care. We're blinded by our own foolishness. And that's just a fact. So understand, folks, that we are doing things, and I hear this again on radio, even on Global Star, that these people actually believe that these people that we call Israel are doing what's right. Now, we have threatened Iran. Trump has flat out threatened Iran. Flat out threatened them. He told them that and other nations, even that buys Iran's oil, will have no trade with the U.S., they'll have no business of any way, shape, or form with the U.S. Well, I'm going to tell you what the response has been from Iran. as far as we want them not to make any nuclear weapons. Now, I don't like nuclear weapons, but they're here. How many nations have nuclear weapons today? We know many, many of them do, not just all the big ones. We supply them to Israel. My question is, why can't Iran have the same ability to defend themselves as Israel does? Now, let's move on. The Ayatollah makes it clear there will be no deal when Trump and Israel is making preparations to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. The Iranians are very harshly telling President Trump that he's not going to get what he wants. Over the weekend, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff told ABC News that Iran will not be allowed to enrich uranium, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters on Monday that we are 100% committed to that red line. Of course, Iranians were never going to agree to that point, and Ayatollah Ali Khamenei just made that exceedingly clear. The Iranians apparently believe that Trump was bluffing by taking military action against Iran, and so now we will see if Trump was bluffing or not. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that Israel is making preparations to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Now, did you know that a lot of the nations of Europe, the UK, have reinstated the military draft to prepare people for war? Germany is drafting men up to 60. That's 60 years old. Some nations are telling anyone who's able to pick up a gun, come over and sign up to fight. This is heating up. Now, I cannot tell you when all this is going to come to fruition. I'm not here to try to tell you that. I don't know all of it, what time it is. I know it's biblical because I taught it in the prophecies concerning America and other nations. 3 hours teaching, I will show you scripturally what the future of America is. And European nations also. This war is coming to fruition. It's coming, no matter you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's not going to stop it. It's biblical, it's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray against it and work to stop it. I'm not saying that. God may give us a reprieve he had before the other people. So I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. But what I'm saying is simply this. We are fools if we think that we are going to be safe when this next war starts. We're not only denying the truth, we're denying the Word of God, which is solemnly true. Now, I've said a lot of things tonight that maybe will get you thinking. I hope it will. I hope it's opened some people's eyes to a truth that we've not wanted to admit for a long time. I didn't for many years. That this Israel that we call Israel today, that was brought into fruition in 1948, this month actually, is not the Israel of the Bible. You want the truth? Get the teachings. If you don't, keep on pretending. Now, here's what we're facing as believers. Our duty, not a right, not a privilege, our duty to God Almighty, to our Heavenly Father, is to search His Word, to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that rightly divideth the Word of truth. We are to study His Word, and His Word is full of prophecy. Quit being tossed back and forth by every wind of doctrine. I one time was a dispensationalist. I just knew the rapture was coming. I also taught that fallacy, folks. I taught that. That's why I am patient with people. A lot of folks get mad. Why don't you tell that person you're just going to just not even call anymore? Folks, we all got to grow. Be patient as we grow together. I'm going to teach you some this coming Saturday. I had to grow out of the fact that this Israel is not the Israel of the Bible. Had to grow out of the fact that there's no pre-trib rapture. But I had to grow. People showed me in love and tried to teach me. It took a while. It took me many years to get off doing the Christmas tree stuff and the Easter bunny. So I don't throw stones at those who are not the same level I am in knowledge. And I certainly don't know it all myself. But if we don't show charity to one another as we grow together, we're not walking in Christ. Period. Just because somebody disagrees with you doesn't make you necessarily right or them necessarily wrong. I mean, that person meant to grow some, but then again, you may have to also. That hurts, doesn't it? I know it did me. But how do we approach that now? How do we as believers, true believers, understand and do something about this? First off, personally, individually, internally, one-on-one with Christ, we must get on our knees and ask Him to show us His will in our lives and then live it and do it. I don't have all the answers. I am not prepared for all situations. I can't. No one can. You know what? I don't know what all situations are going to be. I do what I can. I have food. I have water filter. Yes, I'm not a hypocrite. When I say you need to stock food, I have food. I have a little bit of gold and silver. That's also biblical, folks. One day it won't be worth a hoot. But neither will your food or your cash. But in the meantime, the food, the water filter, and the gold and silver can be used in an emergency, just like a gun. We've got to grow out of this nonsense of thinking that we're immune to these things because we're not. Yes, our Father is in charge. Yes, He is. Hebrews 11 explains this very well. In Hebrews 11, we call it the faith chapter. Folks, I've said this many times in the past, so I'll say it again. The same kind of faith that raised the dead and built the ark and did many miracles in the eyes of God is the same faith that sustained the people when they lived in caves, were destitute, when they were sawn asunder. It's the same faith. And I say unto you, in my mind, it took more of that faith to sustain being destitute and hungry, starved, and killed for the faith. No, God has not promised you a rose garden. He's not promised you a fact that He's going to bring you out without a scratch or a scar. Matter of fact, I don't want to enter the kingdom without some battle scars. I don't. I want my Father to see that I was on a battlefield for Him and His glory. No, I haven't suffered. Not like many have. No, not even close. Not even close. And just one, for example, comes to mind is Brother Arthur in Canada. And he hasn't suffered unto death yet. He hasn't suffered into being destitute and starving and watch his family starve, as many have in many other nations. He hasn't. But compared to him is nothing. I haven't suffered. Yeah, I've been called before a federal grand jury, tried to put me in prison for what I said on the radio. I've been called before the FBI, I think, 3 times. Yeah, I have. But that's not suffering. That's standing for the truth. Back of the break with phone call next half hour, as always, at 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer or mountain herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, and wild-crafted supplements on the planet, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back again. It is a bomb the air already. And don't forget, tomorrow's office day will be an office tomorrow, Lord willing, if you want to talk, call and talk a while. And again, I welcome your calls. I don't always get talks as long as I want to. I really don't. I'm sorry about that. But if you need to talk about something personal, and I can't do it tomorrow, I will call you back as soon as possible, maybe the next day or something. But I'll call you back. I don't mind doing that. Last night we had a caller call in, asked me to call her to the broadcast, and I did. She had a sweet comment to me and how this ministry had blessed her over many years. It touched my heart. I'm glad I can do something to bless others. But folks, I am not unreachable. Now, you and I may not agree on something, but please know that I'm not going to throw stones at you. I'm not going to cast you out. Unless you are totally off the rocker and are pro-baby murder or whatever it may be, and want to argue that, and want to discuss that, I'll just tell you it's wrong, and it's the end of the discussion. Otherwise, we can grow together on some issues, because I'm still growing. I certainly don't have the mind of Christ in me as I want to, because I have many faults and failures, temptations, frustrations, aggravations. I know that. But the difference between me and a lot of people is I know that. I know that. And I pray, Lord, help me overcome them. I know I'm fallible. So I can't stand somebody who's always right, or thinks they are, and looks down on others who don't agree with them. Let's go to Joseph right here in West Virginia. Joseph, come on in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch. You know, one of the things you were talking about Christians earlier, and I know this is in my wife's booklet, too. There's many Christians that are going to be in hell. And I know somebody's probably saying, well, that's not possible. Yeah, it is, because it's just a word. It's just a statement of faith.
That's true.
If we're not living for Christ Jesus, walking in his holiness and in his righteousness, if we're not walking in his redemption, then there is no hope for us.
That's
but
true.
The one thing that I have learned over the years, and I really practice this a lot, and the one thing I very rarely see Christians do is called spiritual etiquettes. There's really none in the church today. I mean, I heard a guy one time say, well, you know, God, he's just my buddy. And I felt insulted when I heard him say that.
Yeah. But, yeah, we try to reduce him down to our buddy's level. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. And, you know, the etiquettes are not there in a church today. And, folks, I'm going to tell you this. Etiquettes is the one thing God respects because that's how we honor God.
Amen.
That's how we worship him. That's how we lift him up in praise.
And, brother, that goes to our fellow believers also, does it not?
Yes, it does. It goes through the whole entire church. And without those etiquettes, you know, how are we treating God?
As we treat others, that's how we treat God.
That's right. You're absolutely right. As we treat others or how we talk to people, how we respect people, how we criticize people is the exact same thing we do with God the Father, Yahweh Elohim.
That's right.
And there's the etiquettes again. If it's not there, then we will be judged on it, and it may not be a good judgment.
Well, but you know, I'm so thankful the grace has been applied, Joe, because I've been wrong so many times. That's why I really sincerely try to be patient with others. When I know mm-hmm. they're wrong on something, deadly wrong, as far as not an unforgivable sin, but wrong and something important, I'll try to teach them. I'm not going to throw rocks at them. It may take a while, but if you look the Bible long enough, we can come to conclusion. But if you start throwing rocks at somebody, they're not going to come back and ask for you more help or even talk to you again.
Oh, no. It's, I also live in a glass house, too. And I am a sinner, and I will admit I'm a sinner, and I'll admit there is sin in my life. And if I can clean up all the sin in my life, I'm sure I'll find another sin that's going on in my life. Because I'm not worthy to be in God's grace and mercy, but yet through Christ Jesus, we are redeemed.
If we were worthy, we wouldn't need grace.
If we were worthy, we wouldn't need Jesus.
That's right. Joe, I got a bunch of calls coming. Go ahead. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, people get your spiritual house in order. Christ is coming soon, and it's not no rapture.
Amen. Hello, Will, I'll see you Saturday, Joe.
Oh, definitely, you will.
Okay. All right, let's go next to our friend Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome. It's good to hear your voice.
How you doing, Pastor? I have to go to bed early, so I don't get to call you very much anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I work during the days now, and I rest better at night. So,
if you understand that, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I've listened to you and some other pastors, preachers, commenters about Israel not being the Israel of the Bible and all this, and about how the Palestinians Palestinian kids would throw rocks at the Israeli soldiers would shoot at them. I'd throw rocks at you, too, if you took my land.
Okay? Amen.
But, I know you know there's a but coming. I was just about to side with the Palestinians, almost ready to side with the Palestinians. And then the Palestinians went in there, what was it, October the 7th, and raped all the women, put the children in ovens and turned up the heat and all that. And,
Go ahead.
Now I tell you the truth, I'm just step back and let the Israelis eradicate them.
Well, look at that a little deeper, Jim, before you come to that conclusion. I looked at it, I had to look at it for a while myself. That was a set-up game just like 9/11 was. Totally set up. To give an excuse to go into Iraq. Same thing for Israel. They wouldn't invade Gaza. They let it happen for a reason. Trust me with that. Look it up for yourself and search it out. That was all set up game to get the war in Gaza started. I won't go any further than that because we don't have time to, but you check it out. So Israel was the instigator in a sense, just like America was in 9/11. Our leadership knew about the attack coming, just like they did with Pearl Harbor. So look it up before you get too upset because, to tell you the truth, there are more Christians in Palestine than ever was in Israel.
So, well, there's Muslims in the Israeli army.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But you check it out. Check it out for yourself. Look it up and see what really happened. First off,
all right. Well, I mean, it's just 2 cents. But
I appreciate that. I'll give you change back to you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll give you change back to you.
By the way, the check's in the mail.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It ain't much.
It's a lot.
And the reason the check's in the mail is because you just gave it to us straight, like, I need financial help and I need it badly, instead of the guy got up in church the other day and said, if you will give us this money, you will be blessed by God and all that. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, who are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna send the money to Pastor Butch. He always talks to me straight.
Well, I appreciate
you know?
That. I do appreciate
okay.
that. But thank you.
All
God
right,
bless
I'll
the call.
Later.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, but I understand where, believe me, folks, I know where Jim's coming from. All you have to do is search it out. You'll find out that was a made-up deal for a purpose. All right, let's go next to Joseph in Arkansas. Come on in, Joseph. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Butch. Really good show tonight.
Well, thank you.
I've got three quick points I'd like to make if I have time. And
sure.
First one is I read Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe, and he said that around 750 A.D., the king of Khazaria, which is now Ukraine, wanted to modernize his country. And he figured that to do that, they'd have to quit being pagan and become monotheistic. And so he invited representatives from Christianity, Islam, and Judaism to come and talk to him about their religion to decide which one he wanted to convert to. And the Jewish fellow was the most persuasive. And so the king became Jewish, and then the nobles followed and the common people followed. And as I understand it, that's where 95% of the Jews in Israel come from now. They have no relation to Abraham. They're not descended from Abraham, but they come from the Khazarians.
Yes,
and,
I think you're right on that.
Like to make,
I think you're right on that. Go ahead.
The second point I'd like to make is that all these Christian Zionists say that the Bible says that God will bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. And I looked up the actual quote in Genesis, and God's talking to Abraham, and he says,
right.
I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. He uses second person singular, meaning he was talking specifically to Abraham as an individual, you know, not to him and all his descendants from, you know, here on forever, but he was talking to specifically, you know, second person singular to Abraham as an individual. And the third thing, point I wanted to make, is that I think that the only thing that America owes the Jews is that if the Jews are living in America, they should have equal treatment under law and the same Bill of Rights as everybody else. And beyond that, America owes nothing to the Jews.
I agree. I totally agree. Good call, Joe. I mean, good call. Anything else you want to say, Joe?
No, that's the point I wanted to. Well, one more point I would like to make, and that's in George Washington's farewell address. He said, the old world is a hotbed of endless conflicts, and we should stay out of them. So this dispute between the Jews and their neighbors, that's one of the oldest of the old world conflicts, and I think we should stay out of it.
I agree. What George Washington told us when he's farewell address, we should not get involved in other nations' problems, more or less. That's what he said. So, anyway, good point, good call. Thanks, appreciate it. Thank you so much, Joseph. All right, let's see. I don't see more on the call list. We're waiting for your call, folks. If you want to, you're welcome to call. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Let's go back to Arkansas and talk to Alice. Alice, come on in. Welcome.
I'm calling. First of all, I wanted to clarify something. I think a while back, if I remember correctly, it's been a while, Israel tried to offer Egypt and other countries that had the same beliefs as them to take the Palestinians, and the other nations refused to take them. So, I mean, they did try to give those people to the nations that worshiped the way they worshiped. And our God is a jealous God, and he said, you will not serve any other god on my land, and you will not worship any other god on my land. And so their solution was to give away half of the state of Israel. And I want to point out one other thing. In Romans 2, verses 28 and 29, I'll read it, and it says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew. I repeat that. He is a Jew, which is one inwardly, And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So I am a spiritual Jew, and I keep the feast days. I keep the full gospel, Old and New Testament, and I serve in the new letter of the New Testament, and not to the letter of the law, because the letter of the law kills. But
that's
I keep
right.
the feast days, and I am a spiritual Jew. And I do believe that there are Torah Jews that receive Jesus Christ as their Messiah.
Oh, yeah, there are
some. And if you have ever taken any world map and spread it out onto a piece of paper, you know how they do, and mm-hmm. try to find Israel, you can't hardly even find it. It's tinier than a pinpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave the entire world, the whole earth, to worship any other god you wanted. But on his land, and he mapped out the boundaries in the Bible, on his land, you will worship no other god but me. You will serve no other god but me. And their only solution is to divide up that land that God mapped out and give it to the people who worship other gods.
Well,
and
now,
I know that there's Christians and Jews in both, you know, on both sides, and both sides make mistakes. But at the same point in time, what belongs to God, and he says, you will serve no other god but me, and you will worship no other god but me, and they do that. And
no, they don't do, no, they don't do that.
The
people in Israel, the so-called Jews in Israel, do not worship our God. They are totally heathen. I mean, they are the homosexual people of the
there
world.
There are 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right, but they're not in
tribes.
Israel. They are not in Israel. This one called nation is not all Israel. Most Israelites are not even in Israel. Neither of them are Jews in Israel.
Do you know who Israel is?
Yes, I do. We're talking to one of them.
Well, Israel is Jesus the Christ, and that is.
Of course, he is,
and
the descendants of Abraham, which he said would go all the world.
Christ is King of the Jews. King of the Jews.
Yeah, he's King
and
of the. Yes,
he is named in the Bible in Isaiah. I believe it's in Isaiah 53 somewhere. That his Father Yahweh named him Israel, and so all 12 tribes.
He named Jacob Israel. He named Jacob Israel.
Pardon me.
And he named Jacob Israel.
I will call that scripture into you when I.
Okay, but remember this.
And
remember
I will
this.
Show it to you, and you can read
okay,
it yourself.
Remember this prophecy. Remember this prophecy. He said there'll be hundreds, thousands of millions of Israelites. There's only 8 million people in Israel that we call Israel today. So that can't
be
the Bible.
I don't believe that they should divide up God's land.
I'm not saying divide anything up, but the Palestinians were there. They were the first Christians. The Palestinians were the first Christians to follow Christ. They really were.
I assume the fault for not taking them. That's how I feel. But God, what is God is God's, and I will always be on the side of God.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I agree with that totally. But Israel is not on the side of God. They are totally Antichrist. That's why they don't want you over there. You're a Christian. They won't allow you to live there. Now, this is true.
He keep his holiness while we fight war. And
well,
he did
but,
not
but,
keep
but his holiness,
holiness
his holiness
we
is
the war. We have done abominations.
Okay, let's say Alice go. Let Alice go.
Let her go.
She ain't going to listen to me. I hate that. I like to answer a question if you don't give me a chance to talk. But anyway, and she's the one that said, blessed her so much. But Israel is not godly. I'm sorry. The nation we call Israel is not godly. It is what it is. I'm sorry about that, Alice, but you're wrong on that point. I love you. I'm not mad at you at all. You're just wrong on that. I was too, though, so don't think I'm throwing stones at you. I'm not. I was the same for many, many years. To understood more about prophecy. But thanks for calling anyway. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. You there, Jeff? I don't hear Jeff. Is Jeff there? Are we there? Okay, we lost Jeff. All right, Jeff, call back if you like. 717-300-1698. And I certainly don't mind anybody calling every district. Jeff, let me make my points, too. You just can't go on forever. It's got to be a two-side conversation. But again, I understand where Alice is coming from. I was there once myself. I truly was. God told Israel when they sinned, they would lose their land. That's one of their curses. And they were scattered among the world. That was also one of the curses on them. So No, that land no longer will call sacred land. Not in the way it was in the Old Testament times. Okay, lines open, like I said, 717-300-1698. But these are things, folks, that we have to know how to share back and forth. You just can't dominate a conversation. Let somebody else take to make you not make their points. But a lot of things I'll say is right on the money. But to call those people that call themselves Israel godly is hypocrisy and blasphemy. That's all I can say. So anyway, the line says open if you want to call back. But let's, why don't we all now search our hearts, each one of us, lay aside all malice, envyings, strife, hatred, whatever, as far as, we mustn't let that be named among us as Christians. What the Bible said, don't let once be named among us. Let us walk in the love of Christ and grow together and seek the truth. Prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for what's coming. Our discussions are wonderful. We need to do that. As iron sharpeneth iron, we sharpen each other's minds and thoughts, and even we even maybe increase our faith by talking back and forth. But understand this. Without the love of Christ in us for each other, we're not his disciples. Now, I'm going to teach on this some this coming Saturday. Some of y'all may be a little be upset by the time I'm through teaching, but I'm going to teach it anyway because it's Bible. Alice is a sweet lady. I do believe she's a true believer in trying to serve Christ as best she understands how. I do believe that. As I think most of y'all are, and I am too. Doesn't make me perfect and always right. Did doesn't you either. So understand, this is part of growing together. In order to grow together, you got to have a heart of love and understanding. Believe me, we don't all grow at the same pace. And some of us will never get to the same level as others were. But we got to be careful. If we're not careful, sometimes knowledge will puff us up. We can let that happen, okay? Let's talk to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on in and welcome.
Thank you, Butch. Thank you,
yes,
for everything this evening and every day in your ministry.
Well, thank you.
Very welcome. I'm getting to a point where I'm trying to synthesize all my learning over the years. And I know it boils down to the battle between Isaac and Ishmael, right?
Right. It does.
When they sent that Hagar out with that wild ass and whatever's represented at the time, our Western civilization, the Eastern, Muslims make up over 20% of the world population.
They do,
and
yes.
They are.
And by the way, I add this too, real quickly, I add this too, so in mine I'll forget if I don't. Muslims now, many of them, because I get the Voice of the Martyr booklet, many Muslims are now coming to Christ. They're seeing the truth finally. They recognize Christ as a prophet, so they're not like they're coming out of nowhere. But they're seeing the truth a little bit. But go ahead. I want to share that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I consider myself an Israelite.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't it a Jew from slang for Judah?
Yeah, Judah. Anyway. Judah, right. Christ was a Judahite. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, there are 13 tribes of Israel, actually. Not 12, 13.
Yeah.
And, yes, that's very true. And the two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, make up most of the world's population, and that's Bible. But go ahead.
Yes, it is. And no matter what form we're facing, and whatever form of government, it's still Isaac and Ishmael. And I'm really hinted heavy on now because we're dealing so heavily with Saudi Arabia. The Wahhabists are one of the nastiest there is. And they spread up. They tried that Gulen movement up in Pennsylvania. All finance schools around the country teaching that doctrine and running them out. CIA sponsored and so just sitting back and trying to put something together after all these years, Pastor Butch.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to talk with you. And
well, I'm available anytime. You can call me anytime you think you want to, Kevin. If I'm not here, I'll call you back. Please feel free to call. Oh. I may not have a lot of time, but I'll sure talk to you.
Yeah, we can run enough conversations. It's at least 27, 28 years.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yep. Since I went to church over at Phil Hudak's a couple times.
Yep.
Like around 97 or even early. Yeah, somewhere around there. Well, thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, my friend. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, I think we got Jeff from Canada back. Jeff, are you there this time?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All righty. Come on in, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Hurry up. You got about 1 minute.
Yeah. There's a difference between learning and growing in Christ and all that stuff, and looking at naked, brutal murder and going along with it, which is what these Zionist so-called Christians do. And I can name some of them, too. I'm not going to name them on the air. You know who they are. Okay, that's a different... Even atheists can see what's going on. It's blatant murder. This has nothing to do with even religious... These even a religious matter. These people here, these fake Christians, are deliberately countenancing the murder of people. Openly.
Well,
everyone can see it.
I'm going to say this, Jeff. I mean, I'm saying this seriously. I was almost once, not to that extent, but I was much in favor of Israel, and I was taught that. I was taught wrong, and I believed it, though. I was taught wrong, and I finally figured it out. So I support Israel, big time.
I understand that, but this is different. This is where we can now see it clearly. We have the internet news. We can see pictures. I've seen pictures of babies shot in the chest.
Oh, yes.
That these people, and they countenance that, and they say that these people who run the IDF, so-called rabbis, say that they're supposed to do that and rape them all. That's evil. And the people, the so-called Christians who go along with it, a lot of these churches, Baptists and all these other people, I condemn them, and they're wicked, evil people.
They actually think they're right, though. I know where you're coming from. I think a lot of them are sincere believers, but they've been deceived, really deceived.
I'll tell you something.
All right. I got to jump.
Somebody's going to get in
here. We've got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. I mean, we're flat out of time. But good points, and I agree with them to the point. But again, I was a Christian, and I believed Israel was right no matter what. That's just, I can't help it. That's where it was. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. In the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. Sorry to get to you, Jan. I'm sorry, ran out of time. Have a great night. See you in church Saturday. Bye bye.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.